Oh Lord, my God,
when I am also wander, consider all the worlds thy hands have made. I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed.
Then sings my soul,
then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee.
Oh,
how great thou art,
how great,
how great thou art.
Then sings my soul,
then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When through the woods and forest glades I wander, and hear the birds sing sweetly in the tree.
Oh, when I look down,
when I look down from lofty mountain grandeur, and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze,
then sings my soul,
then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee.
Oh,
how great thou art,
how great,
how great thou art.
Then sings my soul,
then sings my soul,
my Savior God to thee.
How great thou art,
how great thou art.
When I think that God is Son, not Spirit, sent Him to die, I scarce can take it in.
Oh,
that on the cross my burden gladly bearing, He bled and died to take away my sin.
Then sings my soul,
then sings my soul,
my Savior God to thee. Oh,
how great thou art,
how great,
how great thou art.
Then sings my soul,
then sings my soul,
my Savior God to thee.
Oh, how great thou art,
how great thou art.
Let's come to a time of prayer, saints. Let's put ourselves before the Lord. We have some requests there that have been announced. We have some needs amongst the people. Brother Vlad, Sister Lydia, they're traveling. Let's pray the Lord gives them traveling mercies, gives them a good holiday. We're going to be away next weekend as well. So if you'd like to keep us in prayer, Brother Virgus's family will be away. It's coming to holiday time. Just praying for traveling mercies. Praying that the Lord might renew our strength, each and every one of us. And may the Lord bless the service today. Let's all put ourselves before the Lord. Father, how we do things. Amen, amen. Amen. Saints, let's open up Matthew chapter 6. We get our thought from there. Just one more announcement is Brother Mike Masango from Malawi, he's going to be helping us as an usher. You know, the landlord has told us we have to lock the door in the front there. And I think you've seen there's been times people have wanted to come inside, maybe a little bit late visitors, and the door's been locked. So we thought it was really a good thing just to have somebody who's at the door, somebody can usher people in, somebody can help somebody to find a seat. Who can be somebody to help, you know, if somebody needs help with parking or with children, it's a good thing to have somebody who can welcome people as well as they come. So the brother has gladly accepted to do that. So may the Lord bless him in that. You know, he's not here today. We can say it. He's a real cheerful brother, so he's the right sort of person to greet people at the door. Some people, if you meet them at the door, you won't want to go in. Other people will encourage you along the way. So we really do thank the Lord for that. I think it'll be something to help. So he'll be doing that for us. Let's read Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 and verse 10. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Very simple. Our Father, who art in heaven. Let's be seated. May the Lord bless his word. We're going to take our thought from there. We'll take the thought of our Father.
Nous allons prendre la pensée sur notre Père.
Last night at communion service, we were looking at Abba Father.
Hier, nous regardions sur Abba Père.
We were looking at the spirit of sonship.
Nous avons parlé de l'esprit de fils.
That the expression of God,
cette expression de
when
Dieu,
God reveals himself as a Father,
quand Dieu se révèle lui-même comme Père,
we find Jesus when he came on the scene,
nous trouvons Jésus quand il est venu sur
Jesus
la scène,
manifests the true spirit of sonship.
Il avait manifesté le vrai esprit de fils.
Now, last night, we just had a look at that thought,
la fois passée, nous avons regardé
that there was
pensée,
a certain relationship that Adam had with God.
Mais il y avait une certaine relation qu'Adam avait avec
before
Dieu,
sin came in,
avant que le péché ne vienne,
before man in his nature was tainted by sin,
avant que l'homme dans sa nature ne soit tenté
which
par
brings
le péché,
guilt,
qui avait amené
shame,
la culpabilité, la honte.
Sin brings separation.
Le péché amène la séparation.
Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden,
Adam et Eve dans le jardin
d'Eden, they had such a perfect relationship with
ils avaient une relation si parfaite avec Dieu.
And Adam, the way he could relate to God, I'm sure,
et Abraham, la manière dont il se référait
was in
Dieu,
a very personal way.
C'était d'une manière très personnelle.
There was no distance between Adam and
il y avait
God.
Pas distance entre lui et
no
Dieu.
Distance in their worship.
Il y avait pas distance dans leur adoration.
Adam wasn't worshiping someone that he didn't know.
Il n'adorait pas quelqu'un qu'il connaissait pas.
It wasn't just a relationship of worship.
C'était pas seulement une relation d'adoration.
There was communion.
Mais c'était une communion.
There was fellowship.
C'était une
there was
communion.
Instruction. The Lord would instruct him and lead him and guide him.
Et Dieu lui donnait des instructions et la manière.
And he would do that which pleased his father.
Et lui faisait ce qui plaisait à son père.
And it must have been a precious picture.
Et cela doit être une image.
If you look back in Eden,
quand vous regardez en Eden,
to that family relationship
dans
which they had.
Relation familiale qu'ils avaient.
But you know, the devil's never going to leave things like
mais
that.
Le diable ne va jamais laisser les choses comme
and
cela.
The devil got under the wall and he spoiled the picture.
Et il est venu, il a tout abîmé.
And then Adam lost that image that he had.
Et Abraham, Adam a perdu cette image
and when he lost that holy image,
et quand il a perdu cette image
he lost his childlikeness.
Il a perdu sa qualité de fils.
He was a son of God.
Il était un fils de Dieu.
But he was just a trusting child.
Mais il était seulement un enfant
because
qui
he dwelt in the presence of his father.
Parce qu'il était dans la présence de
Adam
son
never
père.
Had to fear.
Abraham n'avait jamais
because
avoir
everything
peur.
Was under control.
Parce que tout était sous
he
contrôle.
Lived in perfect love.
Il était dans l'amour
and
parfait.
Perfect love cast out all fear.
Et l'amour parfait chasse
there was
peur.
An atmosphere in his soul.
Il y avait une atmosphère dans son âme.
The reality of fellowship with God.
La réalité de l'adoration,
he
la
had the
avec
spirit
Dieu.
Of sonship.
C'était l'esprit de fils.
There was something in him that God had put in him.
C'était quelque chose que Dieu avait placé
that
en lui.
Bore record with him that he was a son of
qui
God.
Témoignait qu'il était fils de Dieu.
No one had to tell him, he knew.
Personne ne devait le dire.
Because he had a relationship with his father.
Parce qu'il avait une relation avec son père.
No matter how much you try to tell my son that he's not my son, he's not going to listen to you.
Vous allez dire à mon fils qu'il n'est pas
because
mon fils,
he has a relationship with me. He knows
moi.
I'm his father.
Il sait que je suis son père.
And that is the relationship God wants to
c'est
have
la relation que Dieu veut avoir
with every one of his sons and daughters.
Avec chacun de ses fils et filles.
But when Adam sinned,
mais quand Adam a péché,
they were banished from the garden.
Et qu'il a été chassé du
there came a separation now.
Il y avait une séparation
there was something between them and God.
Il y avait quelque chose entre eux et Dieu.
They were banished
ils ont été bannis
from that presence,
de cette presence
that they used to live in.
Dans laquelle il vivait.
And right from Adam,
et depuis Adam
right until Jesus
jusqu'à Jésus,
no one ever had the same relationship with
personne
God.
D'autre n'a eu cette relation.
But when Jesus came on the scene
mais quand Jésus est venu
people
sur
started
scène,
to see
les gens ont commencé à voir
there was a difference in this man's relationship with God.
Qu'il y avait une différence dans la relation entre cet homme et
people
Dieu.
Had heard of Moses, Jeremiah, Isaiah
Moïse, Jérémie,
the
Esaïe,
great prophets of old
et tous ces grands prophètes,
David they all had a relationship with God
tout, ils avaient tous une
but it was never
Dieu,
the same relationship that Adam had.
Mais c'était pas pas le même genre de relation.
There was always a distance.
Il y avait toujours une distance.
There was never that something that was there in the beginning.
Il y avait pas toujours cette chose là qui avait.
But as soon as Jesus came on the scene,
mais dès que Jésus est entré en scène,
the people would see the way he would relate to his father.
Les gens pouvaient voir la manière dont il communiait.
The way that he would pray.
La manière dont il priait.
No, the childlike faith and trust that he had.
La foi d'un vrai fils, la confiance qu'il avait.
No matter the circumstances that he was facing up to.
Peu importe les circonstances auxquelles il faisait face.
He lived in a world of perfect faith.
Il vivait dans le monde de la foi parfaite, de l'amour parfait.
He lived in that unbroken fellowship and communion with God.
Il vivait dans cet amour, dans cette communion qui n'avait pas de barrières.
He was born of the Word.
Il était né de la parole.
So he didn't have anything in his nature.
Il n'avait rien dans sa nature.
To bring guilt or to bring shame.
La culpabilité ou la
honte. To bring doubt.
Ou le doute.
He didn't have those kind of things.
Il n'avait rien de tout cela.
He had a human spirit because he had to suffer as we suffer.
Il avait un esprit humain parce qu'il devait souffrir.
But he didn't have a fallen image.
Mais il n'avait pas cette image.
He never had the natural distrust.
Il n'avait pas cette.
You find it in people, in us.
Ce manque de confiance naturelle que nous
avons. When in a fallen condition.
Quand vous êtes dans une condition.
Before we really meet God.
Avant que vous rencontriez.
Before you have a personal experience of Him revealing Himself to you.
Confirmation réelle que Dieu.
It's very easy to distrust God.
C'est facile de ne pas croire
en Dieu. It's easy to think hard thoughts against God.
C'est facile d'avoir de mauvaises pensées sur lui.
I remember testifying to someone in Northern Ireland.
J'ai témoigné à quelqu'un en Irlande du Nord.
It was a lady whose mother had passed away with cancer.
C'était une femme dont la mère était morte.
And I took a long time speaking with her.
J'ai passé beaucoup de temps à parler avec elle.
By the grace of God, to bring her from that condition that she was angry with God.
Pour la faire sortir de cette condition, elle était fâchée contre
that she thought God was cruel.
Elle pensait que Dieu était cruel.
How can God allow my mother to die such a cruel death?
Comment Dieu peut-il permettre que ma mère meure d'une mort si cruelle?
You know, the prophet says, unless you know God,
le prophète dit, à moins que vous
connaissiez, and unless you know His nature,
et à moins que vous connaissiez sa nature,
you'll never understand His word,
vous n'allez jamais comprendre
sa parole, and you'll
parole,
never understand His dealings with
you. Vous n'allez jamais comprendre sa manière de traiter
It's
avec
like if I take a child who's not mine.
C'est comme si je prends un enfant qui n'est pas mien.
And I start to discipline that child.
Je commence à le discipliner.
That child's not going to understand what I'm doing.
Il ne va jamais comprendre ce
or
que
I try to instruct that child.
Ou je commence à
there's going to be mistrust.
Il y aura ce manque de confiance.
There's going to be some uncertainty there.
Il y aura de l'incertitude.
Because the relationship's not there.
Parce qu'il y a pas de relation.
That child doesn't know me.
Cet enfant ne me connaît
I
pas.
Haven't been there.
Je n'ai pas été là.
And that child hasn't been in my presence through thick and thin.
Et cet enfant-là n'a pas été à ma présence.
But when you take your child.
Mais quand vous prenez votre fils,
because your child has been in your presence.
Votre enfant a toujours été
your
dans
children
votre
know your nature.
Vos enfants, c'est votre
your children nature. Know your motives and your objectives.
Ils sont vos motifs et vos objectifs.
Because they've had personal fellowship and dealings with you over time.
Parce qu'ils ont une relation personnelle avec vous tout
that's
le temps.
Why even when sometimes you have to look with angry eyes at your children.
C'est pourquoi même chacun vous regardez avec des yeux de colère.
They'll never
enfants.
Think that you hate them.
Ils
they
pas
might say
que
that. You know, children say that. Daddy, you hate me.
Parfois, ils vont dire, papa, tu ne
but they
pas.
Know that it's not true.
Mais ils savent que c'est pas vrai.
Because there's been a history.
Parce qu'il y a une histoire.
There's been the establishment of a relationship.
Parce qu'il y a eu un établissement de
and they
relation.
Really know the essence of who you are.
Parce qu'ils savent au fond ce que tu es.
That even when you correct.
Même quand tu les corriges.
You know, the Bible says God is not willing.
La Bible dit, Dieu n'aime pas.
God even corrects. But he's not. He doesn't delight in that. The Bible says.
Dieu parfois il corrige, mais il n'est pas content de cela.
You know, but when we grow up and we don't know God,
mais quand nous grandissons sans
we
avoir
grow up under
Dieu,
the religious systems of man.
Dans des systèmes religieux des
you
hommes,
grow up as a Catholic.
Vous grandissez en tant que catholique.
You taught that God is like the priest.
Vous pensez que Dieu est comme
and then you find the priest is doing all these kinds of things.
Et vous trouvez que le prêtre fait tout ces
it shatters the image of God.
Et cela, ils détruisent l'image
it
de
like
Dieu.
Distorts the very picture, the image that people have of God.
Ils affectent l'image que tu as de Dieu.
That's why Jesus said the Pharisees they sit in Moses' seat.
C'est pourquoi les pharisiens ils s'assenaient sur la.
He says, do what they say, but don't do what they do.
Il disait, soyez leurs disciples, mais ne faites pas ce.
And when you grow up under ceremonies and traditions and man's religion,
quand vous grandissez sous les cérémonies,
none of those things reflect who God really is.
Et,
none of those things reflect who God really is.
Rien de toutes ces choses ne reflète réellement ce que
the only way you really know God is you meet Him.
La seule manière de
that's the only way. You'll never
manière.
Know God until you meet Him.
Vous n'allez jamais connaître Dieu sans
no
le
matter
rencontrer.
How much people instruct you and try to tell you who God is.
Combien Dieu est bon.
But you'll only know Him when you meet Him.
Mais vous le connaissez seulement quand vous le rencontrez.
When you go through thick and thin and God is faithful.
Quand vous allez au travers des difficultés, and dependable.
And when you go through correction,
et quand vous passez par la correction,
and then you realize it was for your good,
et vous réalisez que c'était pour
you know, it takes something personal
for you to know God. Pour que vous
connaissiez and Jesus, when he came,
et Jésus, quand il est venu,
they could see that he had this kind of a relationship that nobody before them had had.
Ils pouvaient voir qu'il avait ce genre de relation que personne d'autre avant n'avait.
He was like a child.
Il était comme un fils.
He could just ask his father and he knew it was going to happen.
Il pouvait seulement demander à son père.
He could speak to a storm and the storm would go.
Il était en relation avec Dieu.
He could bless the bread and break it and feed 5,000 people.
Il pouvait briser le pain et nourrir 5,000 personnes.
There was no struggle. There was no striving.
Il ne combattait pas.
It was natural.
C'était quelque chose
because he was in the spirit of sonship.
Parce qu'il avait, c'était quelque chose d'un esprit de fils.
And he trusted in the fatherhood of God.
Parce qu'il croyait en la paternité de Dieu.
And that's why the disciples, they came to him and they wanted that relationship as well.
Ils sont venus et chercher ce genre de relation.
Because when you see someone as that kind of a relationship,
parce que quand vous voyez quelqu'un avec
God,
ce genre de relation avec Dieu,
it gives you a thirst inside of yourself.
Cela vous donne une soif en vous.
I read the life story of George Muller.
J'ai lu l'histoire de George
Muller. It was in the 1800s. We had the orphanages. By faith.
Il était dans un orphelinat.
He was a man that kept 400-500 orphans solely by faith.
Il gardait,
just by prayer, feeding the orphans.
De 450 orphelins à peu
and you read the testimonies in that man's life
et quand vous lisez les témoignages dans ces
of just the simplicity of his faith in prayer.
Dans la simplicité de sa foi dans la prière,
you would so desire the same thing.
Vous allez désirer la même
it
chose.
Does something to you.
Ça leur fasse quelque
when
chose
you see something expressed in that kind of a way, something
chose
genuine,
de cette manière-là,
something that's real,
quelque chose de
something
réel,
that's authentic,
quelque chose d'authentique,
if you're genuine inside of yourself,
que si vous êtes réellement sincère
and you
en vous,
see the manifestation of something genuine,
et vous voyez que la manifestation
it makes you thirsty for the same thing.
Vous allez avoir soif de la même chose.
And that's why the disciples, they asked Jesus, teach us to pray.
C'est pourquoi les disciples ont demandé à
and
Jésus,
then Jesus teaches them
prier,
and he says,
et
when
Jésus
you pray,
leur enseigne, il dit, quand vous
you say our Father.
Dites notre Père.
I like that.
J'aime
Jesus
ça.
Didn't say, look, when you pray to my Father.
Jésus n'a pas dit, quand vous priez à mon Père.
He says, when you pray, say our Father.
Quand vous priez, dites notre
because Jesus
Père.
Said, look, friends.
Jésus disait,
my Father is also your Father.
Mes amis, mon Père est aussi votre
the same
Père.
Relationship I have, you can also have.
La relation que j'ai, vous
he's our Father.
C'est notre Père.
And that gives a person a lot of hope.
Cela donne de l'espoir.
Because everybody wants the same relationship
parce
with God that Jesus had.
Ce genre de relation que Jésus avait.
And that takes the spirit of sonship.
Cela demande un esprit de fils en vous.
Now, in the Old Testament,
dans l'Ancien Testament,
it wasn't possible,
cela n'était pas possible
for someone to have the real spirit of sonship.
Pour que quelqu'un ait ce vrai, cet esprit de fils en
because
lui.
Because God revealed himself
parce que Dieu s'est
not
révélé,
in the fullness of his fatherhood.
Pas dans la plénitude de sa paternité.
God revealed himself at Sinai.
Il s'est révélé à Sinai.
He revealed himself as the lawgiver.
Il s'est révélé comme le Dieu qui
we
donne.
Said at last that yes, God was a father to Israel in a sense.
Dieu, nous avons vu Dieu était un père pour Israël dans un certain sens.
But he was a father to Israel in the sense of authority.
Il était père dans le sens de l'autorité.
In the sense of instruction.
Dans le sens de l'instruction.
Yes, he provided for them.
C'est vrai qu'il pourvoyait
but
pour
Israel
eux.
As a nation.
Mais Israël en
there was always a veil between them and God.
Il y avait toujours un voile entre eux
there
et
was
Dieu.
No intimacy in their worship.
Il y avait pas d'intimité dans leur
they could adoration. Only come so far.
Ils pouvaient s'approcher jusqu'à un
like
certain
when
point.
Moses came to the burning bush.
Comme Moïse au buisson ardent.
And the Lord says, take off your shoes.
Jésus a Seigneur a dit,
this is holy ground, don't come any closer. That was the dispensation of the law.
La dispensation
the
de
law
loi.
Can never bring forth sonship.
La loi
never.
Ne peut jamais produire la filiation.
There's nothing in the law
il y a rien dans la loi
to make you love him in that tender, fatherly way.
Pour vous faire, vous le faire aimer d'une manière tendre.
The law brings bondage, Paul told us.
La loi amène l'esclavage.
Because God, in wanting to teach man his sinfulness,
parce que Dieu voulait enseigner à l'homme qu'il est
he
pécheur.
Gives man how many 318 commandments or whatever it was.
Il lui a donné à peu près 300.
And it's like every time that people are dealing with God, God's telling them what to do and what not to do.
Et chaque fois que les gens traitaient avec Dieu, il leur disait quoi faire et quoi ne pas faire.
And friends, it's easy for relationships to get like that.
Et c'est facile pour qu'une relation soit comme cela.
But the moment a relationship becomes like that,
et quand une relation devient comme
it's
cela,
lost the essence of what a relationship should
cela
be.
A perdu même son sens de ce que la
because it's become like the law.
Parce que cela devient
and
comme
the law
loi.
Can never bring forth perfection.
Et la loi ne peut jamais amener la perfection.
The law could perfect nothing, Paul
la loi
tells
ne
us.
Peut rien parfaire,
that's why they kept having to offer the same sacrifices
c'est
every
pourquoi
year.
Ils devaient offrir toutefois les mêmes sacrifices.
Because there was nothing in that relationship that God had through the law with his people that could bring perfection.
Parce qu'il y avait rien dans cette relation de la loi qui pouvait amener la perfection.
So friends, in our dealings with our children, children,
dans notre manière de traiter
with our
avec
families,
nos enfants, dans nos familles,
with one another. Let's remember that.
Les uns avec les autres.
There's no perfection in the law.
Il y a pas de perfection.
You're never going to perfect your children through the law.
Vous n'allez jamais parfaire vos enfants par la loi.
You've got to correct.
Vous devez
You've got to discipline.
Vous devez les discipliner.
But that will never bring the spirit of sonship out of your children.
Mais vous n'allez jamais produire la filiation.
It's necessary. But there's something more that's required.
Il y a plus qui est exigé.
And what is required to really bring sonship,
pour amener cet attribut de fils,
it needs the manifestation of fatherhood.
Cela demande la manifestation
when
de la
God reveals himself to you as your father,
quand Dieu se révèle lui-même comme votre père,
that's what wakens up
cela va réveiller
the sonship that's in you.
L'attribut de fils qui est en
it fils. Takes that manifestation of God.
Cela prend, demande cette manifestation
when he reveals himself really in the fullness of his fatherhood.
Quand il se révèle lui-même dans la plénitude de sa paternité,
grace,
la grâce,
what a father really is,
that
brings forth genuine sons and daughters.
Cela produit des vrais
and that's the
filles.
New Testament relationship that we have.
C'est la relation du Nouveau Testament
it's
que nous
God
avons.
Is our father.
Que Dieu est notre Père.
Our father.
Notre Père.
Jesus could pray Abba Father.
Jésus pouvait crier Abba
a tender
Père.
Word Abba.
Des mots de
an intimate
Abba.
Term that no one else used in the Old Testament.
Un mot intime que personne d'autre dans l'Ancien
the
Testament
Jews never
utilisé.
Called God Abba Father.
Les Juifs n'appelaient jamais Père et Dieu Abba.
Because
Père.
Abba Father was the term that a child, like Davina on her father's lap, would say to the father, Abba.
Abba, c'est un mot que un petit
like
enfant
Papa,
pouvait dire à son père.
Daddy.
Papa, Daddy.
That was the relationship Jesus had with his father.
C'était la relation
he could call him Daddy.
Père. Il pouvait l'appeler
he
Papa.
He could call him Papa.
Il pouvait l'appeler
the
Papa.
Prophet in the message says Papa God.
Le prophète dans le message dit Papa.
Adam could say Papa,
il pouvait dire, Papa
and speak to him in such a personal way.
Il pouvait lui parler d'une manière si personnelle.
It wasn't our Father
c'était pas notre Père.
Or you that dwells in the heavens.
Celui qui habite dans
yes, le ciel. You have to have reverence. You have to have respect.
C'est vrai que nous devons avoir du respect.
But the spirit of sonship brings you close.
Mais cet esprit de fils vous amène
and Jesus manifests that.
Et Jésus a manifesté
and to
cela.
Show that it was real,
et pour montrer que cela est
heaven
vrai.
Responded when he did it.
Right.
When répondu. He said, Papa, God help me, God would help him.
Quand il dit, Papa, Dieu, aide-moi, Dieu
when he'd say, Papa, this wind's too strong. Peace be still. The storm would be still. So he showed, and there was a response from heaven.
Il montrait qu'il y avait la réponse
showing that there was a special kind of relationship here.
Qu'il y avait une relation spéciale.
That when he looked at God as his father, it wasn't the way that they would have looked in the Old Testament
quand
as God as their
à
father.
En tant que son père, c'était pas de la manière dont il regardait
this
dans
was a loving father.
C'était un père qui aime.
This was the real essence of what fatherhood is all about.
C'était le vrai sens même de ce que la paternité devait être.
You know, in the Old Testament, in the Jewish households,
quand vous, dans l'Ancien Testament, dans un
in the Talmud, the Jewish book,
dans le Talmud,
of precepts,
des préceptes,
a servant
un serviteur,
was not allowed to call the father of the household Abba.
Le serviteur father. N'était pas censé appeler
it was against the law for a servant
Abba.
To say Abba.
C'était contre la loi pour
Abba was reserved Abba. Just for the sons and the daughters
Abba,
of the household.
Abba c'était seulement pour les enfants de la maison.
The real born sons and daughters.
Les enfants réellement nés dans la maison.
And the real new birth.
Et la vraie
the fullness
naissance,
of the new birth
la plénitude de la nouvelle naissance en nous
brings us to Abba Father.
Amène-nous à Abba Père.
We saw it last night.
Nous l'avons
Jesus
vu
said,
hier.
Unless you become like a little child,
vous allez devenir comme un petit enfant.
You cannot enter the kingdom.
À moins que vous le deveniez,
the things
vous
of the kingdom are so
royaume.
Simple.
C'était des choses si
and simples. The more mature you become as a believer, the more childish you, childlike you become.
Plus vous devenez mature en tant que croyant, plus
the more
vous ressemblez à un enfant.
The more you want to give it in his hands,
de plus vous voulez vous abandonner
the less you want to fend for yourself,
vous voulez vous abandonner
the
pour
less you want to make your own decisions and
le moins vous essayerez de prendre
plot your own course in life,
vous prendrez votre propre
the
chemin
more you
vie.
Know of him,
plus vous le connaissez,
the more you just want to rest in him,
plus vous voulez vous reposer
the more you
lui.
Just want to give it all in his hands and
plus
just let him have full control.
Remettre en sa main pour qu'il prenne
because
la position.
He knows what's best.
Parce qu'il sait ce qui est
he
mieux.
Knows what should be done.
Il sait ce qui devrait
the Bible
être.
Says he does all things well.
Parce qu'il fait tout, bien.
And you learn that as you go along.
Et vous
and we sing in the song, oh, 'tis so sweet to trust in Jesus.
Comme nous chansons, c'est bien de croire en Jésus.
Isn't that the sweetest condition to be in?
C'est la meilleure condition dans
that
laquelle
condition
se trouver.
Of childlike trust in Jesus.
Comme la condition d'un vrai fils qui croit en Jésus.
And I'm sure that's what all of us desire.
C'est ce que tous nous désirons.
We don't want that Old Testament way of doing things.
C'est pas la manière de faire des choses de l'Ancien Testament.
Now concerning fatherhood,
concernant la paternité,
we've looked at sonship.
Nous avons regardé
but let's look
la,
at
la filiation.
Now fatherhood's
going
to also include motherhood.
La paternité inclut
this
aussi
is
la maternité.
Parenthood.
C'est le fait d'être parent.
The prophet says parenthood originated in God.
Le prophète dit le fait d'être parent a commencé
because
en Dieu.
He was the first parent.
Parce qu'il était le premier parent.
So friends, the whole point of this that I'm saying today is one.
Le point final de tout ceci.
Why look anywhere else for examples
pourquoi,
of parenthood?
Pourquoi nous prenons tous ces exemples?
If you want to be a parent, learn from God.
Si vous voulez être un bon parent, apprenez
He's
de Dieu.
He's the perfect role model of a parent.
Il est le vrai modèle de parent.
Why do we need other books from other people?
Pourquoi lisons-nous d'autres livres?
James Dobson, all these people.
Et tous ces gens, James.
We don't need those kind of things.
N'allez pas lire toutes ces choses.
Parenthood comes from God.
Le fait d'être parent.
He's the perfect parent.
Il est le modèle, le vrai parent.
And if we're having problems in our relationships,
et si nous avons des problèmes dans nos
God is the perfect husband.
Dieu est le vrai mari.
And the problem is when we are husbands in our homes and we don't do it the way that God does it with us.
Quand nous sommes des maris dans nos maisons, nous faisons pas comme Dieu le fait avec nous.
Because we're his bride, we're his wife.
Parce que nous sommes son épouse.
So if we look at the way that he deals with us.
Quand nous regardons comment il traite avec nous.
And we say, Lord, you're my husband.
Nous vous dites, Seigneur,
how do you deal with me as the bride?
Comment traites-tu
as
avec
your wife?
Comme ton épouse?
Israel was Jehovah's wife.
Israël était la femme de Jéhovah.
We know that God says that he had to divorce them in the end.
Dieu devait les répudier à la
He gave them the bill of divorcement.
Il leur a donné la lettre de
But
divorce.
Look at the way that God dealt with them.
Mais voyez la manière dont Dieu
look at the way God deals with the church.
Regardez la manière dont Dieu traite avec
and you're going to find such principles in there
et vous allez trouver des principes
that if we dedans. Can get in the spirit of that and then transfer that
et
into
si
our relationships one with another,
cet esprit-là et transférer cela dans nos
doing it in the same spirit that he does it,
fait dans le même esprit dans les,
friends,
les
it's a very powerful formula to use.
C'est une formule très puissante
it's going to work better than all of our culture.
Cela va travailler
all
mieux
of our customs,
nos cultures, nos coutumes,
far better than the way our mother and father did it.
Mieux que comme notre père et notre père.
It's going to be far better than all of the ways that we think things should be done.
De loin mieux que la manière dont nous pensons.
One of the greatest things the New Testament teaches us
l'une des meilleures choses que le
is that a believer needs to be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
C'est que le croyant doit être transformé par le
We've got to be changed here, friends.
Vous devez être changé d'abord là.
There's got to be a transformation in your mind,
Paul
says.
Il doit y avoir une transformation dans votre pensée.
We've got to start seeing things in a different way.
Vous devez commencer à voir les choses différemment.
Now, sometimes we've seen things in a certain way all lives, it's never worked.
Plusieurs fois nous avons vu les choses d'une manière qui n'a jamais marché.
And before behavior changes,
avant que le comportement
the way we
change,
think has to change.
La manière de penser doit changer.
And we need to be transformed.
Nous devons être transformés.
We need to be washed by the waters of the word.
Nous devons être lavés par les eaux.
We need to be renewed in our minds, the Bible says.
Nous devons être renouvelés dans nos pensées.
By the power of transformation in God's word.
Par la puissance de la transformation dans la parole.
We've got to permit God's word to have sufficient influence
nous devons permettre
in our lives.
Assez d'influence dans notre
that that creative power that's in God's word can start to do something in us.
Cette puissance créatrice qui est dans la parole de Dieu commence à faire
and that doesn't
chose
happen overnight.
Cela n'arrive pas en
You've
une
got
nuit.
To lay in his presence.
Vous devez vous coucher dans
You've
sa
got
présence.
To just settle down and be still and let God start to transform you.
Vous devez vous reposer, être calme,
and that
être
needs an atmosphere.
Commencer à vous transformer.
And Satan's going to try. Satan's going to do his best to keep you from that.
Nous allons essayer de faire de notre mieux pour vous
Brother
garder.
Vlad was saying it the other day.
Satan va vous garder loin de
of
cela.
Sitting down to read the Bible and your mind is so busy.
Vous essayez de lire la Bible, votre pensée
and you'll even try to read slowly.
Vous commencez même à lire très
because you can
lentement.
See it's not going in. You're looking at the words but your mind is somewhere else.
Vous regardez la parole, mais votre pensée est ailleurs.
The Bible says be still and know that I'm God.
La Bible dit, tenez-vous tranquille,
it takes an atmosphere.
Il faut qu'il y ait une atmosphère.
The prophet says we need to pray and pray until our souls lift up into the presence of God.
Jusqu'à ce que notre âme soit élevée dans
He says,
présence.
Then be still
alors soyez tranquille
and hear his voice.
Et écoutez sa voix.
And we all know the conditions that are required to make us fertile in our souls.
Et nous savons la condition qui fait que nous soyons fertiles dans nos âmes.
If you've just been so full of the world,
si vous avez été plein
there's
de monde,
going to be a process to get yourself from that into a place that God's word is going to have an effect.
Pour vous amener de là et à l'endroit où vous serez.
If you've been playing computer games before you came to church,
si vous étiez en train de jouer aux jeux vidéo avant de venir,
watching TV,
regardant la
reading news, the newspaper,
lisant les journaux,
it's not going to be easy for the word to have much of an effect inside of your life.
Ce sera pas facile pour que la parole ait un effet dans ta vie.
But if you've been waiting upon the Lord,
mais si vous vous attendiez,
if you're trying to bring a virgin mind,
si vous amenez une pensée vierge,
if you're trying to bring yourself in a fertile condition,
si vous essayez vous amener dans une condition,
you can now have fellowship with the word.
Vous pouvez alors avoir une communion
and
avec
that word
parole.
Can start to with the power of transformation to transform you.
Cette parole va commencer à vous transformer.
You'll start
par la
to see situations differently.
Et vous allez voir les situations difficiles.
You'll start to see this world differently.
Vous allez voir le monde différemment.
That's why we're such a different kind of people in the bride.
C'est pourquoi il y a des gens différents dans l'épouse.
We're fellowshipping with a brother who came from America, that brother last week.
Nous parlions avec un frère qui est venu de
l'Amérique. I sometimes listen to the Christian radio on the internet when I'm working, music station.
Parfois j'écoute les radios chrétiennes
sur. And there's a lot of songs which they sing.
Il y a beaucoup de chansons qu'ils chantent.
There's one song which is called.
Il y a une chanson qu'on appelle.
We've got to bring America back.
Nous devons ramener l'Amérique.
And it's a very nice song. It's very sincere, the people.
C'est une très bonne
chanson. And the man sings, and then he starts to speak, and he says,
l'homme parle, il commence à,
for too long, we've allowed our land to be in the hands of perverted people.
Nous avons permis que notre pays soit entre les mains de
allowing them to give contraception in the schools without telling their parents.
Nous avons enseigné la contraception dans
yet
les
the
écoles.
Gideons are not even allowed to distribute the Bibles anymore.
On permet même plus la
it's time for the people of God to rise up.
C'est le temps que les
we're going to turn America back.
Et
it's a very nice thought, but I said, but you're not.
C'est une bonne pensée,
and why do we think different?
Mais pourquoi vous
because we've been transformed in our minds
parce que vous
by the message of a prophet
nous sommes transformés
who
par le
came with an end-time message
il est venu avec
and said it's too far gone. It's too far gone.
C'est loin de
Dieu. Even if you put Abraham Lincoln and
même
George Washington in every state, he says, you can't
si
turn it around anymore.
George Washington, ils ne vont plus ramener cela.
But the people are sincere.
Les gens sont sincères,
and they have these thoughts. But we think completely differently
mais nous pensons complètement différemment
because of the power of transformation in a prophetic message.
Il faut cette, parce que nous avons la puissance de la transformation.
That's why we look at the way people dress and the way
c'est
that the world behaves different
nous,
than the people of the world.
Les gens, comment ils marchent, c'est différemment.
It's not indoctrination.
C'est pas une
it's transformation.
C'est la transformation.
Because God is transforming us so that we're starting to see things where He sees
things.
We don't see it the way that we used to see it.
Nous voyons pas comme nous les voyons.
And in dealing with each other,
dans notre manière de
raising
dealing
our families,
avec les autres, dans la manière d'élever
when there's problems in the home, problems
quand
in relationships,
y a des problèmes dans la famille, dans nos relations,
the key is to see it like God sees it.
La clé
that's
c'est
the key.
Voir comment Dieu voit
how would God handle this situation?
Comment Dieu traiterait-il cette situation?
There was a big move a few years ago in America called What Would Jesus Do? And people would put the bands and the chains saying WWJD, What Would Jesus Do? And it was a good thought. They were trying to keep before them that thought that whenever they would face a situation, what would Jesus do? Now, I don't think we need to wear bracelets and that for that. But we need the influence of His Spirit. We need the fellowship of the Holy Ghost. And He will be the one that can lead us in whatever situation you say. What would Jesus do? So the prophet says that God was the first parent. In Christ is a mystery of God. He says the first thing God wanted to reveal Himself to the people.
La première chose, Dieu voulait se révéler lui-même à son peuple.
But he was too mysterious.
Mais il était si mystérieux.
When he covered all time and space
quand
in eternity.
Tout le temps et toute l'éternité,
so
tout
God had to condescend down.
Dieu devait descendre.
God had to bring Himself down in a simplicity that we could fellowship with and understand.
Dieu devait se rabaisser dans une simplicité pour que nous puissions communiquer.
He says, and what He wanted to do.
Qu'est-ce qu'il voulait faire?
He loved fatherhood.
Sa paternité.
For he was a father.
Parce qu'il était père.
So God,
père.
Even before He made man,
Dieu, avant même qu'il ne fasse l'homme,
He always loved fatherhood.
Il aimait la paternité.
He wanted to be a father.
Il voulait être père.
And that's why He made man.
C'est pourquoi il créa l'homme.
That's why the seed that was in him.
C'est pourquoi la semence
He brought it forth and planted it in the earth in Adam and Eve.
Il a manifesté, il a planté en Adam et Eve.
Because God wanted to express Himself.
Parce que Dieu voulait s'exprimer.
As a father.
Comme un père.
So He says, before He made man,
il dit avant qu'il ne
He called Himself El Ela Elohim.
Il s'appelait El Ela Elohim.
The self-existing one.
C'est lui qui existe par
He that dwells on His own.
C'est lui qui habitait par
but
lui-même.
God didn't want to dwell on His own.
Il ne voulait pas rester lui-même.
Because in Him were attributes.
Parce qu'en lui, il avait des attributes.
He loves fatherhood.
Il aimait la
He wants to be a father.
Il voulait, désirait être père.
So in Genesis 2, He makes man.
En Genèse 2, il créa l'homme.
And He says, I am Jehovah.
Il dit maintenant, je suis Jehovah.
I've created something off of myself.
J'ai créé quelque chose de moi-même.
To be a son of mine.
Pour être un de mes
so the moment He makes Adam, He's no longer just Elohim. the self-existing one. He now becomes Jehovah Elohim, the Lord God. He becomes Jehovah. And he says, now he's Jehovah. He isn't self-existent anymore. He exists with his family. Jehovah means he who exists with his family. So he has these attributes now. He's got seven redemptive names of Jehovah. And each of these are for his family. Whenever there's a need in his family, the fatherhood that's in God has all that is required to minister to the needs in his family. When there's sickness in the home, he's Jehovah Rapha. He can come and he can pour in the oil and the wine. When the child is disappointed and the child's been hurt and is coming home from school and there's tears, and, Daddy, I don't want to go to school anymore. Fatherhood kicks in.
La paternité vient
Jehovah Rapha.
Jehovah Rapha.
There comes an unction, an anointing.
Il vient une onction
which was in God.
Qui était en Dieu.
And it gets expressed now.
Et il exprime maintenant.
And you pour in the oil and the wine and the wounds.
Et il va maintenant déverser l'huile.
It's going to be okay.
Dans la plaie.
Daddy will be with you.
Papa sera avec
whatever
toi.
That you do. And the child feels better.
L'enfant
and the child's
mieux.
Willing to face up to life once again.
L'enfant,
that's a manifestation of an attribute of God's fatherhood.
C'est la manifestation de la paternité.
Something that was in God that he wanted to express to his family.
Quelque chose qui était en Dieu qui voulait exprimer dans
when the child's all worried about the exams next week
or s'inquiète à propos des examens,
all worried about this, that and the other.
Et de toutes ces choses.
If you're really in the spirit
si vous êtes
réellement of your father,
de votre père,
if you're really expressing fatherhood,
si vous voulez vraiment qu'il
you can sit with your child and put your arm around them and be Jehovah Shalom.
Vous allez vous asseoir avec
and you can minister peace where there's no peace.
Lui apporter la paix.
And you can calm the troubled waters in the soul of a child.
Et vous pouvez calmer les troubles qu'il y a dans son âme.
Friends, that's fatherhood.
C'est la paternité.
There's a great difference between being a father and expressing fatherhood.
Entre être un père et manifester la
anybody
paternité.
Who's
tout
fertile
monde,
can be a father
tout le monde qui est fertile peut être
can
père.
Bring forth children.
Il peut produire des enfants.
But there's very little fatherhood in this age, friends.
Mais il y a très peu de paternité
and the world is thirsting for genuine fatherhood.
Et le monde a soif de la vraie paternité.
The prophet says it's not juvenile delinquency many times.
Le prophète dit, c'est pas souvent la
he says, when you see your children listening to the rock and roll music, you see your children
quand
out in the hot rods on the street,
le rock and roll et toutes ces choses,
seeking something in the world.
Cherchant quelque chose dans le monde.
He says, many times it's not juvenile delinquency.
Il dit plusieurs fois, c'est pas la délinquance juvénile,
it's parent delinquency.
C'est la parent,
and delinquency parental. Means
la délinquance veut dire
to fall short.
C'est
to fall short, to not minister the means.
C'est, n'est pas pourvoir aux
besoins. It's like when the child's not getting enough vitamins.
Quand l'enfant n'obtient pas les vitamines.
The prophet says that boy was eating the pedals off his bicycle.
Le prophète dit cet enfant l'a mangé les gommes des pédales.
So they took him to the doctor.
On l'a amené.
And the doctor examined and says that his body is lacking sulfur.
Le docteur a dit que son corps
manque. And in that rubber of the pedal there was sulfur.
Dans cette gomme il y avait du soufre.
And somehow the deep that was in that boy, that craving that he had, the need that his body had for sulfur.
Il avait besoin dans cet enfant qui désirait.
He knew the sulfur was in the pedal.
Et il savait qu'il y avait du soufre.
And he would eat the rubber.
Et manger la gomme.
To minister to the deep that was in him.
Pour satisfaire le besoin.
And the prophet says, if you don't feed your children,
dit,
they'll go out and eat in the garbage can.
Si vous nourrissez pas vos enfants, ils vont
many times, not because they want to do it, but because there's something lacking. And friends, it's a great
chose.
Challenge to each of us.
Et il dit, c'est un grand défi
when I was meditating on these things, on fatherhood,
quand je méditais sur ces
what
choses,
it is to be a husband,
qu'est-ce que c'est que d'être
what it is to really be a brother
être un frère
to my brothers and my sisters,
envers mes frères et mes sœurs,
you really need the grace of God.
Vous avez vraiment
he's got to minister the resources to us.
Il va pourvoir aux ressources
but he's the perfect role model.
Mais il est
he's the perfect father.
Il est le vrai père.
He's the perfect brother. Jesus is our brother.
Il est le
born for the day of adversity.
Né de l'adversité.
He sticks closer than a brother, the Bible says.
Il était nié par ses frères.
He's the perfect friend.
Il est l'ami parfait.
Jesus says, I call you friends.
Il dit, je vous appelle ami.
And if we just enter into that relationship with him that he's ministering to our needs in
si,
that regard.
Si nous entrons seulement dans cette relation où il pourvoit nos besoins.
There was a brother preaching in Latvia the other year at the family camp.
Il y avait un frère qui prêchait la
and he preached a message called Passing on the Glory.
il a prêché un message intitulé Entrer dans la gloire.
And he says the only way that you can pass the glory on to your children or to your family is you've got to receive the glory first.
Vous devez d'abord recevoir la gloire.
Because you can never pass on something that you don't have.
Vous ne pouvez pas transférer quelque chose que vous n'avez pas.
And friends, the whole key to it all
c'est cela la clé à tout.
Is when things aren't the way that they should be.
Si les choses ne sont pas de la manière dont elles devaient être.
Don't sometimes just look at your children and say, but why are they behaving like this?
Parfois ne regardez pas vos enfants, vous demandez qu'est-ce qu'ils, pourquoi ils agissent comme ça.
Sometimes go and look in the mirror of the word.
Parfois regardez-vous dans le miroir.
And say, Father,
dites Père.
Am I being all that I should be?
Est-ce que je suis ce que je
am
suis
I really expressing the fatherhood that I should
est-ce
express?
Que je manifeste la paternité comme
am I really being a husband to my wife the way that I should be? Because many times the symptoms we see manifest in our the people that we associate with.
Parfois les symptômes que nous voyons dans les gens avec qui nous sommes.
There's symptoms of a deeper cause.
Il y a des causes profondes d'ailleurs.
Sometimes there's a lack of vitamins in the relationship.
Parfois il y a un manque de vitamines dans
the child is looking for something, they're thirsting for something.
L'enfant cherche quelque chose, il a soif.
It's natural in them to desire that relationship with the father.
C'est naturel pour eux d'avoir cette relation.
You don't give it to them, they're going to go and find a man out there.
Vous ne la leur donnez pas, ils vont les chercher.
The devil's going to pervert the righteous desire that God has put inside of them for the ministration of fatherhood. And I believe it's like that in any relationship. When the troubles come in, there's a lack of vitamins many times. Now there's something that needs to be ministered. And sometimes before we can start fixing that relationship, we need to get our relationship fixed first. We need to draw the resources. The La Fontaines, they sing a song, they say, if I don't drink from the fountain, how can the thirsty drink from me?
Si je ne peux pas aller boire dans la fontaine, comment la soif peut boire en moi?
And it's true.
Et cela est vrai.
If I'm not drinking from the fountain, I don't have to give to thirsty.
Si je ne peux pas boire de la fontaine, je ne peux
as
pas
mortal beings, we don't have what it takes in ourselves.
En tant que mortels, nous n'avons pas ce qu'il faut en nous-mêmes.
But we need to have him minister to us.
Mais nous devons avoir que lui amène cela.
The things that we can minister to
les
others.
Choses que nous pouvons servir aux autres.
And the best example is he himself.
Et le meilleur exemple c'est lui-même.
Because he ministers to our needs.
Il pourvoit à nos besoins.
So we see that God moved from Elohim.
Nous avons vu que Dieu s'est
to Jehovah.
A changé de
there was a change in God.
Il y avait un changement en Dieu.
Something came forth from God that hadn't been there before.
Quelque chose est venu en Dieu qui n'était
the
pas
moment
avant.
His family came on the scene.
Et quand sa famille est venue
I remember once somebody once speaking about that.
Et j'ai quelqu'un une fois
and he says, you find brothers
il dit, vous trouvez
they, or
des frères
sisters.
Et des sœurs.
They live a certain life when they're single.
Ils vivent une certaine vie quand ils étaient
and then they get married.
Et quand ils se marient,
and they want to continue to live the single life when they're married. They want to continue to live the single life when they're married.
Continuer à vivre en tant que célibataire, bien que
it's a big problem, friends.
C'est
you see it
problème.
Often. The man can't change. God expressed something new. Something came forth when he had his children.
Dieu a exprimé quelque chose de nouveau quand il a eu
when his family came on the scene, then they came Jehovah, which quand, hadn't been seen before.
Quand sa famille est venue à l'existence, il est devenu Jehovah.
And when you get married, there's got to come a husbandship and
quand
fatherhood
mariez,
has to express itself.
La qualité de mari, la qualité de
you've got to change. You're not just he who exists on his own anymore.
Vous devez changer non plus comme celui qui existe par lui-même.
There's now the responsibilities that go with any relationship.
Maintenant, il y a la responsabilité qui est attachée
because
à la
when
relation.
We bring children in the world.
Parce que quand vous amenez les enfants,
we brought them here.
Quand vous avez des enfants, vous
they're
les
our
amenez.
Responsibility.
C'est notre responsabilité.
They're no one else's responsibility but ours.
C'est pas quelqu'un d'autre, c'est notre
we brought them.
Nous les
so we need him to grant us that grace.
Nous voulons que lui nous accorde cette grâce.
That there can be something activated now that brings forth that something that is required.
Pour que quelque chose soit activé pour produire ce qui est exigé.
Just as much as Jehovah himself.
De la même chose que, de la même manière que Jehovah lui-même.
There came now these precious attributes that were in him.
Ces attributs qui étaient en lui,
we've said it before, the angels never saw those attributes.
Et nous avons dit ça, les anges n'ont jamais vu ces
when God created the angels, he was Elohim.
Pour les anges, il était Elohim.
Elohim comes from El, which means power, the mighty God.
Ce mot vient de El, qui veut dire
when he created the heavens and the earth, that was an attribute of his power.
Quand il a créé les anges, c'était un attribut de sa puissance.
When he created the angels,
quand il a créé
he was
anges,
Elohim, he spoke them into existence.
Il était Elohim, il a parlé, ils sont venus à l'existence.
That's why the angels never had an Abba Father relationship with God.
C'est pourquoi les anges n'ont jamais eu cet Abba Père.
The angels are his servants.
Ils étaient seulement des serviteurs.
The ministering spirits that he sends forth to do his bidding.
Ce sont des esprits au service, à son service qu'il
the angels cover their faces.
C'est pourquoi ils doivent se couvrir.
Cover their feet in the presence of
c'est
God.
Couvrir les pieds en présence de Dieu.
And then when Adam was formed,
et quand Adam a été formé,
they start to see something coming from God that they've never seen before. These
ils
angels.
Ont commencé à voir quelque chose en Dieu qu'ils n'avaient pas vu avant.
And it must have shocked them at first.
Cela doit les
just as much as when the disciples and them saw the way that Jesus would speak with his father, it was shocking to them. There was something here they didn't understand because they didn't possess it. And the angels didn't possess that relationship.
Et les anges n'avaient pas ce genre de relation.
And then they see God coming down in the coolness of the day and ministering to Adam and Eve as his children.
Ils pouvaient voir Dieu descendre dans la fraîcheur de la journée, servir aux besoins d'Adam.
And they see a tenderness coming out of Jehovah, out of this great being, a tenderness,
ils ont vu la tendresse venir
gentleness,
de cet homme, cette gentillesse,
loving kindness,
cet amour, cet amour gentil,
patience,
la patience.
They haven't seen much of this in God before.
Ils n'avaient jamais vu cela en Dieu.
Because when the angels sinned,
parce que quand les
God cast them down to hell, reserved them unto judgment.
Dieu les a chassés du ciel, les réservant pour le jugement.
But when man sins now,
mais quand l'homme pêche,
remember I said it once.
Je l'ai dit
I said fois, when that word came up to heaven that man had fallen.
Quand la parole est montée au ciel que l'homme est
the
tombé,
angels must have covered their faces and said those people are in a lot of trouble down there.
Les anges se sont couverts la face, ils ont dit, ces
because
gens
the angels remembered what happened to Lucifer
and
the fallen angels.
Ceux qui arrivaient à Lucifer,
God cast them off without mercy.
Ils étaient chassés sans.
But when Adam and Eve sin, transgress, Adam rebels.
Ils se sont rebellés.
What does God do?
Qu'est-ce que Dieu a fait?
The news message comes to heaven.
Quand le message est monté au ciel,
your son and your daughter have sinned against
ton
you.
Fils et ta fille ont péché contre toi.
God gets off the throne.
Dieu s'est levé du
he
trône.
Doesn't send an angel, doesn't do it. He goes himself.
Il n'envoie pas un ange, il descend lui-même.
And then the angels are watching and they're saying, what's going on here?
Les anges se demandaient,
and he has Jehovah coming down and they've never seen him like this.
Nous n'avons jamais vu Jehovah.
He's troubled.
Il est troublé.
He's burdened like he's never been burdened before.
Il a un fardeau comme il n'en a jamais eu
there's
avant.
Trouble in the family.
Il y a trouble dans la
the
famille.
Devil's got into the family.
Le diable est entré dans la
and
famille.
Down he comes now.
Le voilà qui descend.
And here comes the attributes of redemption.
Et voilà les attributs de la rédemption.
And here he is crying out, Adam, where are you?
Il commence à crier, Adam,
they've
Adam,
never seen
tu?
God crying like this before.
They've
never seen God manifesting something like this before. This was his fatherhood. Even when sin came in the family, God wasn't going to give them up. These are my children. I can't just leave them in sin like this. I've got to take the burden on myself. I've got to go down and make an atonement for my children. I can't let things go any further than this. Where will this finish? And here comes God down as Jehovah. And friends, that's his fatherhood. God is showing what a father really is. God never compromised with their sin.
Dieu n'a jamais compromis avec le péché.
He never did.
Il n'a jamais.
But God came down with compassion.
Mais Dieu descend avec
God came down with a willingness. If they're willing to repent, I'm willing to take them back.
Il est venu disant, s'ils se répandent,
I'm going to try to show them the wrong, the danger that they're in.
Je vais leur montrer le danger dans lequel ils se trouvent.
And when God came down in Eden, he didn't come down like Mount Sinai.
Dieu, quand il est descendu en Eden, il était
on
pas
Mount Sinai, there was the thunder and the lightning and the darkness and the sound of the trumpet.
Au Mont Sinaï, il y avait des trompettes, des tonnerres et des éclairs.
God at Mount Sinai was expressing his attributes of judgment as a judge. But when God came down in Eden, he never came down in that way. There was no thunder, there was no lightning. There was no anger being expressed there. His children were in trouble. But there was a cry. There was the cry of redemption. There was the cry to bring them back. And friends, I really do believe if we would get in the essence,
que si nous entrons dans
the spirit of those kind of things,
dans l'esprit de ce genre de choses,
and we'd allow that to transform us the way that we handle and deal
cela,
with things,
nous nous permettons que cela nous transforme la manière dont
I think there could be
choses,
a tremendous difference.
Il y aura une grande différence.
In so many troubles that we have with each other and with our with those that God has ordained us to walk with in the days of our flesh. To be a father, the word father means a male parent.
Le mot père signifie un parent mâle.
A person who founds a line or a family, that's a father. A person who founds a family, who starts a family.
Quelqu'un qui commence une famille.
But fatherhood,
mais la paternité,
is the qualities or spirit of a father.
C'est la qualité ou l'esprit de père.
That's what fatherhood is.
C'est ce que cela, la
paternité. It's certain characteristics, a certain essence of something.
C'est une caractéristique, c'est un attribut de quelque chose.
You know, once the prophet was sitting with Leo and Jean,
quand
brother Leo and brother Jean,
le prophète, une fois, il était avec le frère Leo,
and they were reading in the newspaper,
il lisait les journaux,
and there was a story in the newspaper about a certain colored lady in Jeffersonville.
Il y avait une histoire,
we know the story, message,
à
believe it.
D'une dame à Jeffersonville.
And that colored lady, she had a child out of wedlock, and she didn't want that baby.
Cette femme noire, elle avait un bébé qu'elle
so she
pas.
Wrapped it in a cloth and she smothered it.
Et là, elle a enveloppé dans un habit.
Then she went with the taxi to the bridge and she threw it over the side into
et
the river.
Allée sur un pont, elle a jeté dans la rivière.
And the taxi driver got suspicious and went and reported it to the police.
Et un chauffeur de taxi est allé dire ça.
And the police went and they dredged the river and they found the body of that baby.
Les policiers sont allés, ils ont retrouvé.
And they went and arrested that girl.
Ils ont arrêté cette fille.
And he says, Mr. Mercer, Mercy Speaker Leo and Jean, Mr. Mercer and Mr. Goad, I call them my student ministers. The prophet was trying to teach them, sitting outside on his porch.
Le prophète essayait d'enseigner à Léo et Jean ce que.
He says, I was sitting on the porch and I was teaching them.
Il dit, je me tenais là et je les enseignais.
And I said, that woman isn't a mother.
Il dit, j'ai dit, cette femme-là n'est pas une mère.
A mother wouldn't do a thing like
une
that.
Mère ne peut jamais faire.
She didn't have motherhood.
Elle n'avait pas de la
maternité. The world calls her mother because she had a child.
C'est vrai qu'elle était mère parce
but she
avait
didn't un... have what it takes to bear the name of a mother.
Mais elle n'était pas digne d'être appelée mère.
It's not just bringing somebody forth.
Elle a seulement produit quelqu'un.
He says a mother wouldn't do a thing like that. No, sir.
Une mère ne fait jamais quelque chose comme
she's
cela.
Just a female that gave birth to a baby.
C'est seulement une femme qui a donné.
But she's not a mother.
Mais n'est pas une mère.
A mother's a greater name than that.
Une mère est plus grande.
Now listen. Look how God does these things. And while we were talking,
et pendant que nous parlions,
coming down the road,
et sur la route,
came an opossum.
Il y a eu un opossum qui a commencé à s'avancer.
God knows how to teach a lesson.
Dieu sait comment
enseigner. Here came an opossum.
Il y a eu un opossum.
An opossum is a nocturnal animal that
c'est un animal
in America
nocturne.
That brings forth young and keeps them in a pouch and they nurse from it.
Il donne ses enfants et les garde dans une poche.
And this opossum had been either hit by a car or had been attacked by dogs and was all broken up in its. It's one of its limbs.
Cet opossum a été cogné par une voiture et un chien l'avait attaqué. Il
and the flies had gotten and laid the eggs.
Une grande plaie, il y avait des mouches partout sur la plaie.
And it got rotten.
Et la plaie était pourrie.
And just when the prophet was teaching this brother and these two brothers about this woman wasn't a mother.
Et quand le prophète parlait de cette femme qui n'était pas
a mother
une,
wouldn't do that kind of a thing.
Comment aurait-elle
God says, let me show you a true mother.
Dieu dit, laissez-moi vous montrer une vraie
let
mère.
Me show you the real spirit of motherhood.
Je vais vous montrer le vrai esprit de
maternité. And here comes an opossum in the day. They're nocturnal creatures.
Voilà un opossum qui s'approche pendant
and it comes
journée,
walking down the road.
Nocturne. Il vient pendant la
all of the properties next to the prophet didn't have a fence.
Toutes les parcelles
the prophets had a fence.
N'avaient pas de mur, mais la
walked past all those homes that didn't have a fence, came to where he had a fence and came walking in his
toutes
gate.
Ces parcelles n'avaient pas de clôture, mais dans la parcelle du prophète, il y avait les
came
murs.
Walking
il
up
venu,
and fell over.
Il est venu et il est entré,
and the prophet saw the behavior of this animal wasn't right. Maybe it has rabies or something, he thought.
Le prophète a pensé peut-être qu'il a quelque
so
chose.
He took a rake and he pushed it down because he thought maybe it could bite them.
Il a pris un bâton,
and
il
then
a
he saw this affliction, this wound that this mother had.
Et il a vu cette grande plaie que cette mère avait.
It was in such pain.
Elle était vraiment
it was so far gone. The prophet says, you can see it didn't have long to live.
Et vous pouviez voir qu'elle n'avait plus longtemps
he says, but when I pushed it with a rake, It started to fight the wreck. He says, and then I saw it had a lot of little baby opossums in its pouch. And he says, and that mother, though she was sick, though she was at the end of her life, she was prepared to use the last of her strength to protect her babies. And there's the colored lady that goes and takes her baby, smothers and throws it in the river. Jesus said to us sometimes, consider the birds of the air. Consider the lilies of the field. Man has fallen so low. Man was had dominion over nature. But man falls so low, man has to now learn from nature. And we need to hear him. He considers that a possum. And then the prophet sees her laying there, and she gets up and she walks and lies in the shade because it was hot. And the whole of the day, people are coming and giving advice. Why don't you shoot it? Put it out of its misery. And the prophet, I just can't do it. And somebody says, but you are. You know, you are a hunter. He says, I'm a hunter, but I'm not a killer. And he just had a burden for that opossum. And they went out and they came back and it was still alive in the evening. And early the next morning he gets up. And he goes outside and he sees and it's still alive. And those little babies are still trying to nurse from it. And then Rebecca, his daughter, comes on and says, Daddy, what are we going to do about this opossum? He says, go back to bed. It's too early. And then he gets on his knees and he prays. And the Lord speaks to him. And says, you were preaching about it yesterday. About the true spirit of motherhood. And I sent her your way for you to pray for her. And she's been waiting like a lady ever since then for you to pray. And the prophet says, forgive your stupid servant. He says, and I went and I laid hands on her and I prayed for her. And she got up. She walked to the gate. She looked back at me as if to say, thank you kindly, sir. And she went back into the woods with her babies. And friends, God is trying to teach us something there. That's not something put on. That was something that she was. That was the essence of something that was real. And when it's something real, it has an impact, friends. If I really show real fatherhood to my children by the grace of God, it's going to leave an impact. They're never going to be able to get away from that. The prodigal son experienced real fatherhood. There was no compromise in the home, but it was a loving home. There was a certain atmosphere. Even the servants had bread enough and to spare. His father was a liberal man. They knew feasting in the home. Kill the fatted calf. There was rejoicing in the home. You know, it was that kind of a home. But this young man got to the age that he didn't want that anymore. Maybe the influence of his friends. Because there's always an influence from somewhere. And they would say, but how can you stay there? You don't even have a TV in your home. Look at all the things you're missing, his friends would say. Come and stay with us. We'll show you what life is really about. And that young man, the devil got on him. But he'd already lived in a home where there was real parenthood. There was motherhood and there was fatherhood. The real godly sort. The real expression of God Himself. Expressed through human beings. No matter how limited we are. And that young man went far in sin. He went as far as sin could take him. And then he was a slave. A servant. And then he's down to the pigs. And then one day he remembered fatherhood. He remembered what genuine fatherhood was. And he looked at the best that the world had to offer to him. And he remembered the fatherhood of his home. And he said, I'm going to rise.
Il dit, je vais
I'm going to go to my father.
Je vais rentrer chez mon
and I'm
père.
Going to say, Father, I'm not worthy to be
je
your son.
Dire, père, je ne suis pas
because a son fils. Like me doesn't deserve fatherhood like you've
parce
shown.
Qu'un enfant comme moi ne mérite pas la paternité
and friends,
comme
when that father saw the son a long way off, there was fatherhood kicked in again.
Quand le père a vu l'enfant venir,
he didn't come with the whip and the rod.
Il n'est pas venu avec le
fouet. I told you.
Que je t'ai dit
it's your fault.
Que c'est ta faute.
You should have listened to me. It wasn't like that. He could see by the spirit the young man was in that there was a repentant heart. There would be time for instruction later. There would be time for a post-mortem down the way. But fatherhood, like Jehovah in Eden, he went to meet his son. And he embraced his son. And he rejoiced and encouraged his son. And those are some of the attributes of fatherhood. I'll tell you a few of the attributes of fatherhood according to the Bible. Fatherhood. You can read, I won't read the scriptures, but in the book of Proverbs, we know it. Wisdom and instruction. That's one of the important parts of fatherhood. And motherhood as well. Is imparting wisdom. Which is godly wisdom, not worldly wisdom. Which are the principles of the kingdom. Wisdom and godly instruction. Which will be the defense of your children. Because God fortifies his children behind his word. If you want to go out from behind the word, it's up to us. But our Father gives us the word as our defense. He instructs us. He gives us wisdom. And if we'll just use it. And we know that Proverbs says, train up a child in the way that it should go. And though it goes astray, it'll come back.
Amen.
And that word train up means discipline. It means to make a disciple. It's not just like at school, where there's the blackboard, and there's the students, and there's an impartation of knowledge. But to train up a child is to make a disciple. And how do you make a disciple? You show them how to do it. How are you going to teach your children to pray? You pray with them. They see you praying. You pray with them. That's training up a child. How are you going to make your child love the Bible? You love the Bible. They see you studying the Bible. And they see the Spirit you're in after you've studied the Bible. And they'll start to see there's something different about that book. Because whenever mommy and daddy open that book, there's a nice atmosphere comes in the
home.
Daddy's sweet. When daddy comes from work, sometimes he's not happy. But when he opens that book, that book changes daddy. And he becomes real daddy once again. Friends, you can't. Even when they grow up and someone tells them the Bible's not true, they're going to say, my friend, I know the Bible's true. I saw it made flesh. I saw the change it brought in my mother, my father. Friends, that's making a disciple of your children. That's training up your children. It's demonstrating. That's how Jesus made disciples. He would go with Peter, James, and John to pray. Then they would say, teach us to pray. Then he would teach them to pray. Then he would take them aside for personal instruction and tell them, this is the parable of the sower. This is the meaning behind the meaning. This is the essence of what I was trying to teach to the people. But it's very hard to do it if you don't have it. Can you see the point? That if I'm not in the Spirit, friends,
si je ne suis pas dans
when I open this book,
quand j'ouvre ce livre,
I'm not going to help my children with
je vais
it.
Pas aider mes enfants.
They ain't going to love this book.
Ils vont pas aimer ce livre.
Because the Spirit, I mean, I'm not going to find those portions of this book that minister grace
parce que je vais
or
pas,
minister encouragement
je vais pas trouver les portions de ce livre qui vont donner l'encouragement
or bring the right Spirit behind it.
Now,
when we get out of the Spirit, we look in the Bible for things which you can use as ammunition.
Quand,
When we're out of the Spirit,
quand vous êtes hors des esprits,
we look in the Bible for things which we use as ammunition against each other.
Vous lisez la Bible pour chercher
to your wife, you'll always open Ephesians.
Quand vous ouvrez Ephésiens.
Wives, be subject to your husbands. Look, it says it here. Come and read it yourself.
La femme doit être soumise.
What's wrong with you? Have you got a devil? That's what the Bible says.
Voyez ce que la Bible dit.
But you're ignoring the previous verse.
Mais vous ignorez le verset précédent.
Husbands, love your wives. As Christ loved the church. And gave himself for it, a sacrificial. He gave everything for his wife. You see, but when we're in the Spirit, when you see a problem with your wife, you're going to first see what the Bible says about you. You're going to read that and say, but Lord, am I doing that? Am I being to my wife as Christ is to the church? Am I ministering the vitamins in this relationship that makes it a healthy relationship? Because many times it's symptoms, friends, it's attributes of a lack of vitamins in the home, spiritual vitamins. And you as the head of the home, me as the head of the home. We've got to go to our father. We've got to go to our husband. And we've got to go and say, Lord, I'm married to you. Let me learn from you. How do you deal with me? You're so faithful in your dealings with me. Friends, God will never leave you without the things you need. For a husband to leave his wife without the things she needs in the home is a shame. How can a husband go somewhere and there's no money in the house? There's no groceries on the shelf. And the husband's got the money in his pocket. That's not reflecting God. Because the Bible says, my God will provide all of your needs according to his riches in glory. Now imagine if God let us down like that. He left us without any clothes, without any food.
Dieu ne nous a jamais laissé sans habits, sans quelque chose à manger.
Imagine how we'd feel about God.
Si nous laisse comme ça, comment allons-nous
sentir? We'd say, but Lord, you are the fountain of husbandry. You are the fountain of fatherhood. You are example, Lord. I'm supposed to do like you, but look at me. And isn't it going to be the same with our children? When we don't put the right image across to our children of what a father or a mother is, how can they ever go and get married and become healthy fathers and mothers? Where are they going to get the example from? They're going to turn on television and get it from Hollywood. That's where they're going to get the examples from. They're going to get it from their worldly friends. But friends, there's power in the truth. There's power in something that's genuine. When something genuine is expressed, it leaves an imprint. When God reveals something genuine to you, you'll never be the same. You may think that you've forgotten it, but down the way in the time of need, it kicks in once again. Just like with the prodigal son. He came to himself. Something had been impressed upon him. Not by the law, but by an atmosphere. By a godly home. By a real father who expressed fatherhood. And a real mother who expressed motherhood to him. I'm sure his father and mother made their mistakes. Friends, this is a pressurized life. Paul calls this day perilous times. Difficult times to live in. There's an attack on the family from every aspect of this world at the moment. Look at the laws they're passing. There's an attack on family values, an attack on the godly biblical family. And the only hope our children have is that they may taste of the genuine thing. Before they leave our jurisdiction. And then that which has been ministered to them at that time, the Bible says, train up a child. That'll go with them all the way through their life. They'll never be able to get away from it. They may go worldly for a while, like Billy Paul did, like Joseph did, Joseph Branham, but they'll come back, friends. They'll come back. They can never get away from that. Because the world offers them something which seems so appealing and attractive, but it's a fake. And sometimes they need to go and see it for themselves that it's a mirage, it's not what it appears to be. That it offers so much, but it delivers so little.
beaucoup, mais ils donnent très peu.
And then they've got something to compare with now.
Maintenant, ils ont quelque chose avec quoi comparer.
And then they're living with somebody and it's a loveless home.
Maintenant, ils vivent dans une maison où il n'y a pas d'amour.
And they've got something to compare with because they can think back now.
Parce qu'ils ont quelque chose à comparer parce qu'ils peuvent
penser. I remember my father's house.
Je me souviens de la maison.
I remember the relationship my mother and my father
had. Je me souviens de la relation entre mon père et ma mère.
I remember when papa would sit down with us around the table.
Quand papa s'asseyait à la table avec nous.
And he would speak to us as our father.
Et nous parlait comme notre père.
And we could tell him our fears and we could tell him our concerns.
Nous pouvions lui dire nos inquiétudes.
And he always knew the right thing to say.
Et il savait quoi dire.
He'd always have something to encourage him.
Il avait toujours
he knew how to answer our questions.
Pour nous corriger.
Friends, you can never get away from that.
Vous n'allez jamais vous en éloigner.
And that's why the prophet says you should thank God for a godly mother, a godly father.
C'est pourquoi le prophète dit,
it's one of the greatest things God can give you.
Une bonne mère.
It's one of the greatest defenses God can give you as a godly mother and a godly
c'est
father.
Une des grandes défenses que Dieu peut nous donner, un père et une mère.
The next attribute of biblical fatherhood.
C'est l'attribut de la paternité.
You'll find it in the Psalms.
Vous trouvez ça dans les psaumes.
As a father pities or shows compassion
comme le père montre
to his children,
à ses enfants,
so the Lord pities them that fear him.
Le Seigneur a compassion de ceux
God
qui
has aiment. Compassion on his children, friends.
Dieu a compassion envers
that's an attribute of fatherhood, is compassion.
C'est l'attribut de la paternité,
it's
la
pity,
compassion.
It's mercy.
Il y a la
that word corps. Means to love deeply.
Cela veut dire aimer profondément.
To have mercy.
Cela veut dire avoir
to
de la
be compassionate.
Avoir de la compassion.
Now that's 100% opposite to the stereotype of the Hollywood male.
C'est vraiment l'opposé de
the Hollywood man.
Hollywood nous montre comme les hommes qui montrent.
We're speaking with someone about it.
J'ai parlé
if anyone's ever watched that film called Fireproof, it's a very good Christian film to watch.
J'ai vu un film appelé Fireproof, c'est un bon film.
With that guy, he's the hero at the fire department.
Cet homme est un bon, il travaille.
He can go out and rescue people from burning cars and things like that. He's a great hero at work, but he's not a hero in his home. Because he watches pornography when his wife's not there. She finds out and things like that. And he's not a very good father to his children. And his children are getting worldly and going astray, and he's supposed to be a Christian man. He's a great hero outside of his house, but he's not a hero in his home. That's what Hollywood wants. You be the macho man, you be the real man with all the answers out there, friends. God didn't make us to be like that. God made us to express fatherhood. God made us to express motherhood, brotherhood to one another. It's got to start in the home, friends. It's got to start personally in our home. Start personally with me. And finally, that man, whose marriage is about to break up. And his son, he never even speaks to his son. His son is just so involved in video games. He gets back to the Bible. And he goes, but what should a father be according to the Bible? And what should a husband be? He's writing all the scriptures and he's studying the Bible.
Dans sa lecture de la Bible.
And then he sees I've got a long list of things. I need to repent before my wife.
Il avait une longue liste de choses qu'il devait corriger.
And he goes and makes right with his wife and he enters into a covenant with his friends at work that are Christians to be a real father to his children and the real husband to his wife. And they help each other along the way. It's a very good story, friends, if you watch it. It's very touching and it's very real. It's very, very real. I so much like an example of that brother who came. Remember Brother Stephen when he came and Brother Barry was preaching about fatherhood. And Brother Barry through the word was showing the very essence of what fatherhood is about. And then Brother Stephen, he goes back to his family, his four or five children, whatever.
And
he lines them up and he gets on his knees and he repents before them. And he says, I haven't been a father to you. Friends, it takes a man to do that. It takes a man to admit that you were wrong, that you haven't been doing it right. But you can never get it right if you don't admit that you've been doing it wrong. All things have to pass away so that all things can become new. And if you ask yourself, when is the last time I showed gentleness or compassion to my children? Some people are very uncomfortable with me asking that question. Because to them, fatherhood is the old African tribal fatherhood. of distance between you and your children. The lion has roared. Who can but fear? When the husband, that's not another. God doesn't treat us like that. God has compassion on us. God is gentle in his dealings with us when he sees that we need gentleness. So we need to express the same thing if we're going to be godly fathers to our children. He is our example. No one else is. Arnold Schwarzenegger is not my example of a father. Tom Cruise ain't my example of a father. He's been through different wives. And these Hollywood stars, they can't even get their own homes in order. How can you use them as an example? The prophet says about Jehovah in Eden. Listen how God, he says, would deal with Adam. This is Jehovah's attributes of fatherhood. He says, I can hear him saying, Adam, dear, do you see the sun setting? It's time for us to go and talk to Father. So they came up to this cathedral under the great trees. And as they knelt down, all of a sudden a heavenly glowing light came down. Here came Papa God, the Logos, Jehovah. The Holy Spirit that had brooded them out of the earth. Because God brooded them out, that he had a responsibility for them, friends. He took a personal responsibility. I know brothers, they have children left, right, and center, and they leave them there. Shame on you. They never care for their children. That's not godly. When God brooded and brought forth children, he knew, I've got a responsibility over these children. Friends, that's godly fatherhood. You brought them into this world, you've got a responsibility for them. He says, the Holy Spirit that had brooded them out of the earth came down. It was Father God. And he said, children, have you enjoyed yourselves today?
Hey,
friends, some children will faint if their parents ask them that. If they come from school and the father sits down and says, son, how was the day? What did they teach you at school? The man will go and look, he's got to the right house number on the door. Say, is this my house? but it shouldn't be like that, friends. This is how Papa God was to his first, the first family. This was the first family. This was the masterpiece family, the prophet says. He had said, children, have you enjoyed yourself today? And they'd say, yes, Father. I've come down to kiss you goodnight.
Hey,
don't you love it thinking back to when your mother and father used to come and kiss you goodnight?
Hey.
Everything was under control. Doesn't matter about the world out there. They would come and they'd kiss you goodnight. My. To kiss you goodnight. And to lay you down to rest tonight. And he kissed them on the cheeks and laid them down. Nothing could harm them. He was right in the bushes with them. Hey, friend, imagine how they slept. In that presence, knowing tomorrow we've got this Father. It doesn't matter what's going to come, he's got the answers. It doesn't matter what comes, he can minister to our needs. He says, impersonation of Christianity. He says, as they went to the great trees and knelt down, they saw that soft light. You see God coming down softly. The prophet says the Holy Ghost is a gentleman. God moved down through the trees. Hear his tender voice of the Father saying, children, have you enjoyed your stay on earth today? And he kisses them on the cheek as it was and lays them down. He says, wouldn't you love to do that again? Wouldn't you want him to do that to you?
My,
that when you lie in bed, you can have fellowship with God. He says it's possible. Certainly it is. The death of Christ made it possible for us, friends.
La mort de Christ a fait cela
the
possible.
Veil's no longer there.
Le voile n'y est
There's
plus.
No more distance between God
Il n'y a plus de distance entre
and his children
Dieu et ses enfants.
If they'll just come by the way of the blood.
Si seulement ils viennent
if you'll just come God's provided way.
Le sang par la voie
we'll take a little bit more here just to finish off on love, the next attribute.
Dans ses attributs.
The Bible says, beloved,
la Bible dit, mes amis,
behold what manner of love
voyez quel genre d'amour
the Father has bestowed upon us.
A déversé sur nous.
Love, God bestows agape love on us. Unconditional love.
L'amour agape inconditionnel.
The love of grace that he bestows upon us.
L'amour de la grâce qu'il a déversé
God didn't
nous.
Bestow that love upon us because we deserved it.
Dieu ne l'a pas fait parce que nous le méritons.
While we were his enemies, the Bible says he loved us. When the prodigal son, when his father saw him, his father bestowed love even before anything else happened. He expressed love. Love is the most powerful force. Love will conquer anything. It conquered a killer bull. It conquered the hornets. It conquered a storm. The power of divine love. My friend, sometimes we need to look at the armory that we're using to fight the battles in the home. And we need to look at these godly weapons that we're using. And sometimes we need to sheath the old sword of our human temperament and our own human understanding. And we need to unsheath the sword of agape love. Because that's the real thing that makes the difference. Agape love. Now agape love. The attribute of love. Agape love, God's love. Is that it cherishes the object above anything. So agape love, it loves what it loves more than it loves itself. Put it this way. It thinks of the best for you, not for itself.
That's right.
Love always wants to bring the best to the object that it loves. Sometimes it needs discipline.
Parfois il faut de la discipline.
But it'll be done in love.
Mais cela doit être fait dans
because
l'amour.
God is love.
Parce que Dieu
so even if God corrects us,
même si Dieu nous
which is another attribute of fatherhood,
ce qui est un autre
my son, have you forgotten the exhortation that speaketh unto you as sons?
Mon fils, as-tu oublié l'exhortation?
As many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten.
C'est lui que j'aime, je le
but it's as many as I love.
Autant que j'aime.
The very essence behind that correction isn't just to let off the pressure. Isn't to prove a point. Isn't to prove I'm right and you're wrong. Isn't to prove I'm the father of this house. No. The essence of God correcting his children is love. It's for our good. It's the best thing for us at that time. That's the expression of love. And you look at God's dealings with you. Is it not true? If you look at God's correction in your life, after the event, the Bible says it's not pleasant while you're going through the correction. It's grievous. But afterwards, it yields the peaceable fruits of righteousness. You learn it was for my good. Papa, you knew what you were doing. I may not have understood it at the time, but it was for my good. It was agape love. Love is not selfish, friends. Love is kind, the Bible says. Love seeks not her own. Love believes all things. It's not suspicious. It doesn't see evil in everything that it looks at. It's not jealous in that sense that it misrepresents everything. Love is patient and love is kind. And God's love is sacrificial love. Just coming to a close in the masterpiece, he says, that great sculptor God, when he saw the fall of his family, the masterpiece, he wasn't willing to leave it laying there face down in ruin. That's fatherhood, friends. No matter how bad the relationship is, you don't want the devil to win. You love your children too much. You love your family too much. You love your brothers and your sisters too much. Like God, Though it was their own fault, Adam and Eve.
Même si cela était la
but God wasn't willing to leave it like that. And he wasn't going to rest, and he took the burden upon himself.
Il n'allait pas se reposer, il a
and he came down to minister a solution to that situation.
Il est venu pour donner une solution à la situation.
He went to work immediately to build it up again.
Il a recommencé à reconstruire cela.
He wasn't willing that it should perish.
Il ne voulait pas que cela périsse.
Lay there like that.
Et où rester comme cela.
Because he's God.
Parce qu'il est Dieu.
And he will not be defeated.
Et il ne sera jamais vaincu.
And if you believe God gave you a husband or your wife,
et si vous croyez
if you believe
vous
God gave you those children,
et qu'il vous a donné vos enfants,
God is not defeated.
Dieu n'est jamais vaincu.
Never accept defeat. No matter how bad it looks, no matter how far they go, let fatherhood kick in. Let long-suffering kick in. Another attribute of agape love. Patience, kindness, tenderness, gentleness. Let those things kick in. Just as much as they did with God. So there's all the other things. I'll finish with this quote now. What is the world looking for?
Qu'est-ce que le monde cherche?
It's looking for something genuine,
il cherche quelque chose d'authentique.
These youth in this world are looking for something genuine.
La jeunesse de ce monde cherche quelque chose.
When they don't find it in daddy, they look for Tom Cruise.
S'ils ne le trouvent pas, ils vont le chercher.
When they don't find it in mommy, they look at Lady Gaga.
S'ils ne trouvent pas cela en maman, ils vont chercher à Lady Gaga.
Because they're thirsting for something.
Parce qu'ils ont soif de quelque chose.
They're trying to find something to minister those vitamins which they need and they experience.
Ils cherchent quelque chose pour satisfaire au manque de vitamines qu'ils ont.
And sometimes, or most of the time,
plusieurs fois,
it's not the things we say, friends.
C'est pas les choses que nous disons.
It's what we are.
C'est ce que nous sommes.
That's what makes the difference.
C'est ce qui fait la différence.
Somebody once said, you teach what you know,
quelqu'un a dit qu'une
but
fois,
you reproduce what you are.
Vous enseignez ce que
so
vous
your
avez,
children
vous
will become a reflection of what
êtes.
You are.
Vos
not what you say.
Vont montrer ce que vous êtes, pas ce que vous
they'll
êtes.
Reflect what you really are.
Ils vont refléter ce que vous êtes réellement.
And when there's a real expression of something real godly,
quand il y a une expression genuine, réelle de quelque chose réel de Dieu,
friends, it has a powerful impact.
C'est là un impact puissant.
Because in the midst of this darkness, when somebody shows the genuine light, imagine how it shines in the darkness.
Au milieu de ces ténèbres, quand quelqu'un montre la vraie lumière, imaginez-vous comment.
When the homes are breaking, marriage, people don't even get married anymore. They just say, everyone gets divorced, why get married?
Quand les gens ne veulent même plus se marier.
Imagine the impact of a real, genuine, godly marriage.
Imaginez-vous l'impact du vrai mariage.
The witness of a real father and a real mother in those kind of times.
Le témoignage d'un vrai père et d'une mère dans ce genre de monde dans lequel nous vivons.
The prophet, he had his friend.
Le prophète avait
and his name was Bert Cole.
Il avait un ami qui s'appelait Bert Cole.
And he was a real cruel-hearted man.
C'était un homme au cœur.
The prophet would go hunting with him. He was a very good hunter.
Il allait avec lui à la chasse.
And he had eyes like a lizard, the prophet says. He had lizard eyes.
Il avait des yeux comme un lézard.
And he was cruel. Sometimes he'd even shoot mother deers and baby deers just to get at Brother Branham.
Il était très cruel. Parfois, il tuait un animal et ses enfants.
So Brother Branham goes hunting now one day.
Frère Branham est allé une fois pour
and there's passer. Snow, and it's not easy to find the deer.
Il neigeait, il n'était pas
and they go everywhere, and they can't find any deer.
Ils ne pouvaient pas trouver des biches.
And they stop in this clearing, and they're going to have a sandwich.
Ils se sont arrêtés pour avoir quelque chose à
and
manger.
Brother Branham sees Bert put his hand in his jacket, and he thinks he's taking his sandwich, but he takes our little whistle.
Frère Branham voit son ami prendre un petit sifflet de son.
And he says, and he blew that whistle.
Et quand il a sifflé,
and it cried exactly like a little baby deer.
Cela sonnait comme un bébé biche.
And when he did, I noticed just across the way,
et quand il a fait, j'ai vu juste au travers du
a
chemin,
great big mother doe stood up.
Une grande mère biche qui est sortie.
She was looking around. I could see her big brown eyes and the veins on her neck.
Je pouvais voir ses yeux bruns et des veines dans son sur son cou.
She was a mother.
Elle était une mère.
And she that's unusual in hunting season.
Ça c'était pas une saison de la chasse.
They normally stay bedded down, especially in the middle of the day like that.
Normalement, il se cache, surtout en pleine journée comme cela.
But a baby cried.
Mais quand son bébé a crié,
and there was something in her.
Il y avait quelque chose en elle.
She was a mother.
Elle était une mère.
And the baby was in trouble.
Son bébé était en difficulté.
So she began to look.
Il a commencé à regarder.
And I saw Bert with those lizard-looking eyes.
Et j'ai vu mon ami avec ses yeux comme un lézard.
He looked around at me with kind of that Satan smile.
Il m'a regardé avec ses sourires.
Imagine having lizard eyes and a Satan smile.
Il a les yeux de lézard et un sourire de Satan.
You're out in the woods with someone like that, mate. With a Satan smile.
Avec un sourire de
and
Satan.
He pulled the lever back on his gun.
Il a chargé son arme.
Put the shell in the chamber.
Il a mis la cartouche.
And it was a dead shot.
Et il a tiré.
I turned my head, I thought, oh my.
He
blew the little whistle again.
Il a encore sifflé une fois de plus.
And the mother deer stepped right out into the opening.
Et la mère biche est venue toute ouverte.
That's altogether unusual.
Est venue vraiment ouvertement.
And she spotted the hunter.
Et elle a regardé au chasseur.
And she spooked.
Et s'est secouée.
Or what we'd call just startled for a minute, but she didn't run.
Mais n'a pas fui.
Now that's very unusual.
C'est là vraiment inhabituel.
What was the matter? She was a mother.
Elle était une
she
mère.
Wasn't just playing church.
Elle n'était pas, elle faisait pas seulement
semblant. She wasn't playing loyalty.
Elle ne faisait pas semblant d'être loyale.
She had something in her.
Elle avait quelque chose en elle.
Something real.
Quelque chose de réel.
And the hunter slipped his gun down.
Et le chasseur a pointé son
he put the crosshairs right across that loyal mother's heart.
Il a pointé directement vers le cœur de cette mère loyale.
I thought, oh God.
J'ai dit, oh mon Dieu.
In a minute. He'll blow her precious loyal heart plumb through both sides of her.
Il va écraser son cœur maternel.
With that big 180 grain mushroom bullet.
Avec cette grande cartouche.
It'll clean the whole thing out.
Et cela va détruire tout le cœur.
And I noticed the gun didn't fire.
Et j'ai remarqué que l'arme n'a pas le coup n'est pas
so parti. I turned to look around.
Et je me suis retourné pour voir.
And the gun barrel was shaking like this.
Et l'arme était en train de trembler.
And Bert looked around.
Et mon ami l'a regardé.
And the tears were running down his cheeks.
Les larmes coulaient sur ses joues.
He threw the gun on the ground.
Il a jeté l'arme.
He grabbed me by my trousers leg.
Il m'a tenu par mon pantalon.
And he said, Billy, I've had enough of it.
Il dit, Billy, j'en ai eu assez.
Lead me to this Jesus that you talk about.
Conduis-moi à ce Jésus dont tu parles.
And there on that bank of snow,
et là, sur la neige,
I led that cruel-hearted man to Christ.
J'ai amené cet homme au
cœur. Why?
À Christ. Pourquoi?
Because something had something real to display.
Parce qu'il y avait quelque Friend, chose de vrai à montrer.
There's such a lesson in that. It was something real. The prophet had tried to preach to the man many times.
Le prophète avait tenté de
told the man about Jesus. Told him he needed
Jésus,
to repent.
Parler de la repentance.
But it needed the expression of something godly and real and genuine.
Mais il fallait la manifestation de quelque chose
and that
de
changed
de
a cruel heart.
Cela a changé le cœur cruel.
Because of the reflection of something godly.
À cause de la reflexion, du reflet de
Jesus
quelque chose
said,
de réel.
You are the salt of the earth.
Jésus a dit, vous êtes le sel de la
if the salt has lost its savor, then we're just church members, he says.
Si le sel a perdu sa saveur, vous êtes seulement des membres
but d'église. She had something real.
Mais elle avait quelque chose
and
de
that
réel.
Hunter was looking for something real.
Et ce chasseur cherchait quelque chose
and
de
he
réel.
Saw the loyalty of a mother displayed.
Et il a vu la loyauté d'une
not a hypocrite.
Démontrée.
Not a put on.
Pas une imitation,
but something real.
Mais quelque chose de
oh.
Réel.
Don't you want to be real to Christ like that?
Ne voulez-vous pas être authentique envers Christ comme cela?
He says he knocks at your heart.
Il dit, il frappe à ta
porte. Before we can express it, he's got to come in, friends.
Avant de l'exprimer,
we've got to receive it from him before we can give it out.
Nous allons recevoir de lui
avant. We've got to want to be like him, as we're not going to be like him.
Nous devons désirer être comme lui.
We've got to continue to behold his glory, then we'll be changed from glory to glory in the same image.
Nous devons continuer à contempler sa gloire pour être transformés en cette même gloire.
We've got to be honest about our mistakes.
Nous devons être honnêtes.
We've got to look at the real role model.
Nous devons regarder au modèle royal.
The real father.
Le père réel.
Look at the real brother, Jesus.
Le vrai frère.
Look
Jésus.
At the real husband.
Regardez le vrai mari.
And friends, as we behold that image.
Et comme nous contemplons cette image.
And we reflect on how he deals so faithfully with us.
Et nous voyons comment
despite all
si
of our imperfections and failings.
Malgré nos imperfections et nos chutes.
What does Jesus say?
Qu'est-ce que Jésus a dit?
Go and do likewise.
Allez, faites de même.
He told the parable of forgiveness.
Il a parlé de la parabole du
and he says, this man received forgiveness
il a dit, cet homme avait
of his 500 talent debt.
De sa dette de 500 deniers.
And then when he had experienced that great forgiveness,
et quand il a expérimenté ce grand
he went out to this brother that owed him 50 pence.
Il est allé à ce frère qui lui devait 50 cents.
And the man begged for mercy, for time to pay, and he says, no, and threw the man in prison.
Cet homme a pris ses, n'a pas écouté, il a jeté en prison.
And when the king heard that he was angry,
Quand le roi a entendu ça,
why?
Il était si fâché.
Because the man should have transferred his experience on down the line.
Parce que cet homme aurait dû transférer son expérience.
He had such a great experience of forgiveness. Why couldn't he forgive his brother?
Il avait une si grande expérience du pardon. Pourquoi ne pouvait-il pas pardonner?
Friends,
son
there's a lesson there.
Il y a une leçon là-dedans.
What we receive,
qu'est-ce que nous
freely have you received.
Vous avez reçu gratuitement.
Freely, let's give.
Donnez aussi.
Let's stand. Let's sing. There's a song that Brother Harry Reagan sings. I just wish one day the brothers would sing it as an item. That one, when he speaks of his son and his son says to him different things, and then the father goes and prays and praying to the Lord and says, Lord, I want to be just like you because he wants to be just like me. You know, and that's exactly what it is. Your children are watching you, friends. They imitate everything that you do. And if we could just reflect him, it's the greatest thing we can do for them. If we can be like him, because they want to be like us.
From Bethlehem's manger came forth a stranger. On earth I long to be like him. Walk through life's journey. How rich his favor, on earth I long to be like him,
to be like him,
to be like Jesus, to be like Jesus. On earth I long,
oh,
to be like him. Oh, through life's journey,
oh, through life's journey,
from earth to glory, I only ask. To be like him, serene and holy, obedient, lowly, on earth I long to be like him. By grace forgiven, an heir of heaven, I only ask to be like him, to be like Jesus, to be like Jesus, on earth I long to be like him. All through life's journey, from earth to glory, I only to be like him.
Let's sing that song, Father of Life, seated on the throne of grace. Amen. Friends, he's the Father of Life. He's our Father. That's what we're speaking about today. He's your Father, he's mine. You know what? All that's required. Let's just make sure we're in the right relationship with him. He's done everything that's necessary to open the way for us to come back to this full, wholesome relationship with him. And that right relationship with him reflects in all of our relationships with one another.
Amen.
He's put the welcome mat out. He's torn the veil asunder.
Il a ouvert le voile.
The blood has been shed.
Le sang a été versé.
The perfect atonement. He just wants us to humble ourselves, to acknowledge our wrongs, to approach Him, to come and kneel at His feet, to ask for His mercy and receive from our Father everything that we need. He's the Father of life.
Father of life, seated on your throne of grace, it's only by your mercy we are saved. Lord, you have said, if we call upon your name, we and our families will be saved. So we cry out your name. El Shaddai, God of grace, Lord Most High, Jesus Christ, we rely, on your grace, on your grace. Adonai, crowning praise, Lord Most High, Jesus Christ. Oh, Father of love, never failing to forgive. Each moment is a gift from you to live. We're only here to tell the world about your grace until the day you take us all away. So we cry out your name. El Shaddai, God of grace, Lord Most High, Jesus Christ, we rely on your grace. Adonai, crowned in praise, Lord Most High, Jesus Christ. So we cry out your name. El Shaddai, God of grace, Lord Most High, Jesus Christ. We rely on your grace. Adonai, crowning praise, Lord Most High, Jesus Christ.
Says, let's sing that first verse again in the chorus before we come to time of prayer. The song is saying, Lord, you have said, if we call upon your name, we and our families will be saved. No matter what the relationship, you might have your brothers and sisters in the world. You may have your father and mother they lost. Why not cry to El Shaddai? And El Shaddai, the breasted God, He'll minister the resources that you need. Amen. In prayer to reflect something genuine to them.
pour amener quelque chose.
They may be cruel-hearted like Bert Cole.
Peut-être qu'ils peuvent avoir un cœur cruel comme
they may be
Cole.
So far from the kingdom.
Peut-être qu'ils peuvent être très loin du
maybe
royaume.
They're just waiting for the expression of something genuine.
Ils attendent seulement la manifestation.
And maybe if we just cry out to the Lord today,
et nous allons crier à Dieu aujourd'hui,
we and our families will be saved. What a blessed promise that the Lord has given to us. Let's sing the first verse, the chorus, and let's come to a time of prayer. Put ourselves before the Lord.
Father of life, seated on your throne of grace, it's only by your mercy we are saved. Lord, you have said, if we call upon your name, we and our families will be saved. So we cry out your name, El Shaddai, crown of praise, Lord Most High, Jesus Christ, we rely on your praise, Adonai, crowning praise.